Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 24th edition. Hope everyone had a great weekend doing whatever you're doing, enjoying the weather, watching some sports, whatever you guys did. I don't know. Hope you guys had a good one. We are back with you for an 8-game Monday slate. Going to crack down on that one in a second. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, BDENTREK. And you get all my content there, all my podcasts, all my written content, much, much more. Tweet it out all the time there. So go check it out on Twitter at BDentrek. Hit me up with questions. If I'm around, I'll help you. If I'm doing something, sorry. But here we go. 8-game slate for you on a Monday. Your totals: Royals, Guardians, 8.5. Mariners, Twins, 8. Reds, Brewers, 9. Rangers, Astros, 9. Pirates, Padres, 8.5. Jays, Dodgers, 9.5. So lots of nines and above out there. Should have some more offense on this Monday. Let's get cracking with the pitchers on this slate. Your highest priced pitcher is Luis Castillo at 10-6. At the Minnesota Twins. I'm totally cool with that. If you want to go there, he faced the Twins his last time out. We were all aboard that train. 6 innings, 3 earned, 11 Ks for 25 points. We love targeting the Twins because they strike out so much. Over the last month, a 28.4% K rate versus right-handed pitching to hitting 250 with a 201 ISO. So it's like we talk about. They strike out a ton with a ton of power. We saw that all week. We saw against Castillo. He gave up two home runs for the 3 runs that he allowed. We struck out 11. We've seen Giolito strike out 9 on Sunday. We saw Lance Lynn give up home run derby on Friday. This is what the Twins do. So they can be very polarizing to face in DFS. But at the same time, if you get the guy striking out everybody, limiting the damage like Castillo did his last time out, you'll take those 25 points and run. So Castillo's totally fine at 10-6. Yu Darvish, $9,400 at home against the Pirates. Darvish has been great. His last two starts coming off the IL, or off the All-Star break, 6 innings in each start, 1 total earned run, 16 strikeouts. He's had a bit of a pitch mix change, velocity change as he's gone along here. Now he takes on a Pirates team, striking out 24% of the time versus righties, hitting 227 with a 144 ISO. Darvish should be chalk on this slate, and he's a very, very good play. If you want to eat the chalk, zero problems with that at all. Next for me is Kenta Maeda opposite Luis Castillo. They faced off last week against each other. Maeda 6 1/3, 2 earned, 9 Ks in that matchup for 26 points. He had 33 two starts prior to that. Maeda going 5-6 innings in most starts, but the strikeouts have been there, and that's what's made him very, very valuable. And similar to why we target the Twins, we target the Mariners because they're striking out a ton too. 26.5% K rate versus righties over the last month, hitting 243 with a 198 ISO. So less overall offensive production than the Twins, little less strikeout than the Twins when it comes to Seattle Mariners. So I have no problem with Maeda. Honestly, if you want to go Castillo-Maeda combo and just cross the game off on this slate, totally fine with that as well. So those three up top are the ones I'm going with. And then I'm going to look at lineups because when it comes to punting, there are some scenarios that are quite interesting. Like you got Patrick Corbin at $7,300 at home against the Rockies. Corbin, 5 1/3, 3 earned, 6 Ks his last time out. 7 innings, 1 earned, 6 Ks prior to that. He has 6 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4 starts, which has made him very, very serviceable. It's all about limiting the damage and getting the strikeouts, and he's done that of late. And now he faces a Colorado Rockies team that over the last month, 25% K rate versus lefties. They have struck out 13 times to Jesus Luzardo. No, Patrick Corbin is not Jesus Luzardo. I'll stop that conversation real quick. But they strike out a lot versus lefties. They hit 254 with a 212 ISO. So Corbin at 73, slightly interesting. Ryan Nelson, $6,700 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals is interesting as well. Nelson coming off 7 innings, 2 earned, 5 Ks against Atlanta, of all teams in Atlanta. Still a tough, tough matchup versus St. Louis. But when we're looking at punts, it's a guy that's got a ceiling that we could just like rock with. But we know he can be very polarizing as well. St. Louis, 21% K rate, 282 average, 175 ISO versus righties. So not the easiest of matchups, like I said. but $6,700 does make him slightly intriguing. So I'm keeping my eye on Corbin and Nelson as possible punts, but my main guys up top is Castillo, Darvish, and Maeda. I'm just going to go right to those guys. And if you just want to go Castillo, Maeda, Darvish, Maeda, you can do that real, real easily and get tons of bats on this slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Speaking of the bats on this slate, let's get cracking on it. Catcher's position for you here. I like Logan Allen. I hope Logan Allen pitches well. I'm not going to use him yet. He pitched great in his return. I need to see a little more than that because when he got sent down, he was not great in the minors either. So the one starts really, really promising. Let's see if he can do it again. He gets the Royals, a matchup that you could like to target at the same time. Salvi Perez at $4,600 against Logan Allen is definitely on pace. Perez went deep on Sunday. Jonah Heim versus Brandon Belak. Belak has pitched better of late, but this Texas Rangers offense is a juggernaut. So Heim at 44 would be in play for you. If you're not using Patrick Corbin, Elias Diaz at 43 is great as well. I love the Houston Astros tonight. John Gray has not been the same since his injury. Yeah, Yainer Diaz, who went deep on Sunday, he's $4,100 versus John Gray. So he's another guy I would look at. Washington Nationals, one of my favorite stacks on this slate. And one of those guys is Kiber Ruiz, $3,800. I wrote him up in some waiver wire articles over the weekend at Game of the Edge Fantasy. Kiber's hitting very, very well of late. And we're starting to show some power as well. So $3,800 for Kiber versus Kaufman is a decent price tag on the slate. And then going down below 3K, you can go. I want to like Arizona a lot. Wainwright coming back. We want to target Wainwright. Wainwright's going to go to about 65 pitches, they said. Then it's a bullpen game, which is always tough to kind of target against. But you got Carson Kelly, 3K versus Wainwright. Gabriel Moreno hit the IL, so a lot of playing time for Carson Kelly coming up here. So that is an option for you as well. And other than that, Bo Naylor at 26 versus Yarbrough, if you want to. Luis Campisano, if he gets to start, versus Priester at $2,400. I'm on board that train. I've talked up Campisano a ton. And then on Saturday, he went 4-for-5 with a homer, put up 33 points. Dude's got tons of offensive skills. So Campisano at $2,400 versus Priester is a phenomenal punt, if you so choose, on this slate. First base position, Freddie Freeman continues to crush. He's 63. Got Goldie at 61. Walker, Vladito, Toronto's one of my favorite stacks. I love targeting Michael Grove. Vladito's 5K. He's been heating up. I think he hit 3 home runs this past week, maybe 4, because he hit one on Sunday as well. But Vladito at 5K is one to target. Cleveland Guardians are a great stack versus Yarbrough. Josh Naylor at $4,300. I don't care if it's lefty-lefty. We'll ride. Going down cheaper, though, Joey Meneses, $3,700 versus Kaufman is one to go to. Brandon Belt hit another home run on Sunday, his eighth of the year. He's hitting over 300 the past week, really playing well, hitting in the middle, like second or third most days in that Toronto lineup. He's $3,100 versus Michael Grove. Really good look there for Brandon Belt. Josh Bell is also hitting very, very well of late. He's 3K versus Yarbrough switch hitting there. So a couple of nice values. This is why paying up for pitching will not be difficult on this slate. Similar to my comments with Minnesota against Lance Lynn, obviously Castillo is better than Lance Lynn. If you want to target Castillo and want like a mini stack for power, Alex Kirilloff at $2,800 would be a dude to target. I'm not looking to target Castillo, but in big fields, I totally get playing some Minnesota in their lineups. Second base position, you got Mookie Betts at 65. Is great. Marcus Semien at 58. You got McClain, Ketel Marte. But I'll be starting a little cheaper on this slate. Like Ha-Sung Kim at $4,200 versus Priester. I don't mind putting like a big stack to a mini stack of San Diego. And Kim would be a good part of that at $4,200. Andrés Giménez at 39 versus Yarbrough. Again, Giménez is not as expensive as he should be. A guy that's not as expensive as he should be is Edward Julian at $3,300. Again, you're targeting Castillo, so pick your poison. I got Luis Garcia at 32 versus Kauffman. If you want to go big national stack, he wouldn't be one of my top targets as a national, but he's definitely on the radar in a deeper stack at $3,200. Other than that, that's probably about it at second base. Third base position for you, Elly De La Cruz at 59, sure. Arenado, I like J-Ram at 57 quite a bit. Alex Bregman at 54 is not too shabby either. Then you got Machado at 52, so some nice pay-up spots there. Muncy hit a grand slam on Sunday. He's 49 versus Barrios, but I like the Ramirez, Bregman, and Machado pairing much, much better when it comes to the third base position. Going down deeper into the 4K range, you got Jaime Candelario's up to 4K now, and that's still a fine price in this matchup versus Kauffman. Below 4K now, like you got Longoria, you got Rivera, those are okay. Eugenio Suarez at $2,900. He went deep on Maeda over last week, so he'd be another one to keep an eye on. And it's probably about it. I forgot to mention him. He's over at first base. I keep moving him from first base to third base. But Christian Encarnacion-Strand is $3,200 if you want an uber cheap piece of Cincinnati. Shortstop, you got Elly De La Cruz, Matt McClain, totally fine. But start with a guy like Bo Bichette at 51 versus Grove and our idea to keep attacking Grove. If you're attacking Allen, Bobby Witt Jr. at 48 is a great price tag. I like Bogarts at 48 as well. Down cheaper, though, you got Amed Rosario, Ha-Sung Kim, and your stacks. Those are both good at 42. As a one-off or a part of a stack, CJ Abrams at 36 continues to just crush. If you listen to the show, you follow my Twitter, anything, you know how much I love CJ Abrams. I talked about him in the preseason on the Nationals preview podcast. This has been one of my dudes. Abrams at 36, big fan of pretty much almost any slate at this price tag, especially on Monday. Outfield position for you here. You got Betts at 65, is totally good. Tatis Tucker had a triple dong over the weekend. He's 62 versus Gray. That's really good. Corbin Carroll went deep again on Sunday, 6K. So the 6K guys are all great. Use them in your stacks. If you need a one-off, give me Kyle Tucker in that matchup. In the 5K range now, Yordan Alvarez is supposed to return on Monday. He's $5,900. You got Juan Soto at 55, and then Christian Yelich. Those are all really good looks as well. Dropping into the 4K range now, you got Lane Thomas at 48. He put up three stolen bases on Sunday, which is bonkers. So have fun with that. TJ Friedl's $4,300 versus Ray. Chaz McCormick's only 42 and continues to rake, so keep him on your radar. Tyler O'Neill's back. He's 4K. And he's actually played decent since his return, so don't just exclude him from previous season's outcomes. Now, and it drops off dramatically in the outfield. We're in the low threes already, and you got Henry Davis, not using him against Darvish. But Will Benson, Cincinnati at 3K versus Ray. I know it's not in Great American Small Park, but I love him. Sal Frelick at 3K. He's been 2K, which is a free square. I still like him at 3K. Great plate discipline, good plate skills. Gets Graham Ashcraft, who I think is highly overrated. So Sal Frelick at 3K is one I would look to for value. Like Corey Jolks at 3K is another value play for you. Farther down, like if you're stacking Texas in a big way, Travis Jankowski's $2,900. He'd be another one. Trent Grisham's a good piece of San Diego at $2,800, a good discounted piece. He's playing very, very well over the last month or so. So keep Trent Grisham in mind. And then other than that, not a ton else down here that stands out initially. All right, recapping your pitching. It's pretty simple for me. It's Castillo, it's Darvish, it's Maeda. Those are my main three. You can sprinkle other guys if you wish. Those are my main three up top. And then I want to check lineups because if you're looking for value, it's Patrick Corbin and Ryan Nelson. And they're not great value. They'll make you feel warm and fuzzy, but they're valued that we've seen get 20 plus points more than once this year, which is what we're looking for in our punt guys. Now, for stacking up, I love the Nationals versus Kauffman in a bullpen game. Love the Nationals. Don't mind Cleveland versus Yarbrough. Texas and Houston. I love Houston in that matchup against John Gray in a big, big way. San Diego versus Priester. Like that a ton as well. And then Toronto versus Grove. So, like, in a perfect world, I want Toronto, I want Washington, and probably Houston would be my main three. But there's a ton of ways to stack it up on this 8-game slate to kick off our week. So hope you guys enjoy it. Again, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, I'll be in the Gain of the Edge Discord, and I'll have my cheat sheet over there for as low as $5 a month on Patreon. You can come check us out there. That'll do it. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Tuesday's action on the diamond. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 24th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.